Let's get straight into it. My name is Kino. I'm your host, and I'm talking about something that I am so extremely excited for. And if you don't know what that is, it's called summer camp. I went last year for the first time. It was my first music festival. Late bloomer. Don't hate me, okay? I've been to quite a few concerts, so I know how that is. But a festival is something totally different. And this was a whole new experience for me. And it was absolutely just an amazing time. It's something that I'll never forget. And I cannot wait for it. We've got 2018 summer camp coming up that me, my girlfriend, her stepdad, and her mother are going to. That's who went with us last year. Her two friends went with us last year as well. But they will not be going this year, but that's all right. So me and her are going to have a real good time. But that'll be this Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday we'll be coming back, right? So this is just going to be an amazing time. We've been preparing all week. We've been preparing really, actually, since the day we left, since the end of last summer camp. So we've been, preparing. We've been going around buying a bunch of different stuff. We actually just bought some chairs this year, because last time when we were at the Moonshine, if you've been there, I'm going to mention a couple of things. You might know what it is. If you've been to summer camp, so you know what I'm talking about. But, we went to the Moonshine stage. That's where her, mom and stepdad like to go. Right. And they always have good bands there. And, they had two chairs that are super prepared. We didn't have any chairs, so we just sat on blankets. But this year we are sure is shit going to be getting some chairs, and that's what we did today, so we can go ahead and, you know, sit in those and put a beer or two in there, so that'll be cool, you know what I mean? Beers for the boys. Saturdays are for the boys too, as well. If you don't know, now you know. So that'll be fun. Just amazing music. What it tends to be is jam bands, and if you don't know what that is, that's basically just some cool, good vibes. Get nice and high and just chill out and relax, right? And they're just really cool bands, and they just, the music takes you to a whole nother universe, and it just really, it just really makes you feel good and just lets you know that everybody is connected. It lets you know that we are all one. We are all on one frequency, and everybody and this whole universe is connected, and you should never forget that. And if you think I'm crazy for saying that, then you yourself might be off track, because you need to know that we are all actually one. We are all family, and everybody is cool and together, and it's true peace and love vibes. But back to the summer camp itself, it's just a really good time. So basically what happens is you show up on Friday, and in our case, we got a 3-day pass, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You can get the early pass, which allows you to go there on Thursday. And basically what you do, if you don't have an RV and you're not camping out in an RV, is you bring yourself a tent. And obviously these festivals, just like any other festival, you know, out there, you can attend one days, or you can buy 2-day passes, right? Or a 1-day pass or whatever it might be, right? And just come there for one night if you live close, right? If this happens to be in your hometown, which would be pretty awesome. But, in our case, we have a tent. So what we do is we get there real early on Friday morning. We go through the gates and we go find a spot to set up our tent. We go ahead and set up the tent. And from there on, we just we have our little wagon that has all of our goodies in it and such things like that. A lot of water, because that's always good for yourself. And just essentials that you would need for 3 days, right? So what you do is you just set up your camp. You set up your tent and you just vibe, right? You walk around, and there's just music stages and, you know, music going on everywhere. There's vendors selling this, that, and the third. But it's basically just a bunch of good people just having a good time and listening to amazing music. And you can get your little pamphlet or brochures that'll tell you all the different sets that are playing at different times. It'll tell you what's going on, and it'll just, you know, a little bit, just a little info. Just a little information guide that basically explains all that's going on there. It shows, you know, has a little map in there and such things like that. But it's just a really cool place, and at nighttime it really comes alive, and there's some pretty awesome bands that play there. And one of my favorite people that's actually going to be playing there that I didn't even ever think would go to a summer camp jam band. They do some EDM, which is really cool. But if you don't know his name, he's a guy that goes by the name. He's a rapper. His name is Action Bronson. And he's got a food channel on Viceland, which is freaking amazing. If you are into cooking or if you're into any food or if you just enjoy food yourself, go check him out if you don't know who he is. But he's going to be there. Somebody like Waka Flocka was there last year, which is pretty crazy. But there's a lot of bands that I never knew about that I found myself liking. And one of them is Umphrey's. And if you don't know who they are, they're like kind of like a jam rock almost band, but it's not really rock, but it's just instruments and they play them really well and they make really good music. The festival itself is hosted by Mo, if I'm not mistaken. So don't quote me on that. Typing it in right now. But yeah, you know, it's a really good place. It's a really big, it's just a really big place. But yeah, speaking of other festivals that I would love to go to, which would be Electric Forest. That would just be amazing. I'm not going to shout right now, but there's like another EDM or EDC. That would be a freaking amazing one to go to. But let's get back on summer camp, though. So yeah, it's just an amazing time. Bunch of good people there. Great music. And you'll really get yourself lost in a universe that's something different, and it's just a nice way to get away from the world as you know it and kind of just drift off and do your own thing, whatever you enjoy doing. You can have your own experiences and you can go about those experiences if you like indulging in them, and if you do, just know that it's totally cool and it's not gonna wreck your life, and everything is okay. It's something personally that I will be doing. And it doesn't change who I am because I'm still a man that works 80 hours a week and has his mind and goals all figured out and has a plan in life, right? So, you know, experiencing, you know, like Jimi Hendrix would say, are you experienced? It's not going to wreck you. It's only going to wreck a weak-minded person. And, you know, some people don't need to do that in their lives. But for me personally, I enjoy it. So that's what I will be doing. And it's just a really good time though. Everybody is really cool, and you know, I can't express it anymore how cool it is and how fun it is, and I'm really excited for it. And maybe I'll do a podcast or two there. I think that would be pretty cool. But maybe I'll be too busy and I just won't want to do that, because why vlog or podcast such a cool thing when you can just experience it and I can talk about it later, right? And if you want to experience it, you should just go yourself. And it's kind of my little treat because I paid for it. Sounds selfish, but maybe it is. But other than that, I think everybody should go to a festival or should go to festivals, because from my experience now going to one, and now, you know, I'm going to be going to the second one. It's a really good time. And I know for sure that I'm going to be doing a lot more in my lifetime. And it's just a really fun time. I know my girlfriend's excited. And we're going to just be just chilling and vibing. So if you're going to summer camp and you somehow just fell into listening to my podcast, that's awesome. You should contact me. You should message me and let me know that you're going, because we should totally meet up. And for that reason, I would do a podcast at summer camp. If I find somebody or somebody that's listening to my podcast is going to summer camp and they make podcasts themselves, we're definitely going to do a podcast. But if you just listen to my podcast and you definitely, if you want to meet up, I think that would be amazing. So I'll have my phone on me at all times. You can hit up my Twitter, the_real_Kino, or you can just contact me on here and we'll definitely link up and do some sort of cool thing that relates to podcasting. But other than that, thank you so much for listening to my podcast, and I'll see you on the next one.